wanted to follow up with you today and let you know a couple of things here on my journey. Not all the time do I have an answer for all of the questions that I ask myself, and I want to make sure that I'm just not caught in a loop of asking endless questions to go back and determine some boundless, information about myself. You know what I mean? What I was looking at today and what really came up, there's been a thread that's been going through a lot of what I've been looking at, and it's about trust. And it's not about trusting someone else or trusting else in someone else's system or anything like that. What it's been coming down to is me trusting in myself. And it was really just believing and understanding and knowing that what I'm doing and my approach to it is actually working. One of the things that I really realized today as I was listening to some information was the fact that I didn't trust myself. And it goes back to really not trusting. So kind of let me give you the backstory. So here's one of the challenges that I've been having on and off in my adult life. And it's been this. I'll know exactly what to do. I'll be motivated to do it. So for example, with doing internet marketing, or whether it's trading, or doing computer consulting, excited about doing it, but I just can't get motivated to do it. You know what I'm talking about? It's that feeling inside like, wow, I really want to do this. It sounds fun, but all I really want to do is just sit around and really not do anything. And you know that isn't productive, and you know that isn't taking you to the place that you want to be, but for whatever reason, you just can't get out of that. And when I was really investigating that today, I was really finding out more and more information specifically about trust, but not playing, not taking the time to have a good time, not taking the time to have fun, not taking the time to really look at what's going on. In the past, when I've looked at what I do, like computer consulting, there were different times throughout my career that I've been doing that where it was just fun and it was exciting, and no matter what was going on, things were just happening and everything came together. You could say it was more like bliss, where we just started doing it and everything happened. But then there are other times it's like no matter what you do, you can't get motivated. You know you can do it. It's easy to do. It's straightforward to do, but it's like, oh, I got to do this again. So as I was looking at my own approach, there's a lot of exciting things that are going on right now. But my challenge is, as I keep running into a wall, and part of this series and what I've been doing is trying to share exactly what's going on, discovering what that wall is, not discovering the wall so I can say, oh, there's the wall, but just learning and going back to get past it and say, I'm going through it, I'm going around it, I'm going under it, I'm going over it, whatever it may be. So I don't have the epiphany, I don't have the solution to get there yet, but I've really discovered today that it has to do with me having fun, with me playing, with taking the family out and doing things, with just saying, hey, I want to do this today. But beyond that, it really makes me kind of identify for myself, really, what is fun? I've got to go back and kind of redefine that for myself. Being an entrepreneur, being in business for myself, one of the things that I typically have done is, work is kind of the fun that I have, but that's not always the case. As I look at what I do, the other little thread that always comes out in this too is whatever I do to have fun, whatever I do to add value, I don't want to make it in such a way that I'm doing it so that I get your acceptance. That's not what this is about. My goal, my objective is to bring value to you. My goal is to help you out from wherever you may be by sharing whatever little piece or part that you may need. I'm just exposing and giving you everything that I've found out about myself, not to say, oh, look what Scott's done or look what Scott's doing, but to find out what prevents me from going forward, what prevents me from moving forward. There was an article as I was looking through this. I just decided to go out and do a search on the internet. And the search that I did was for trusting in myself, for trusting in yourself. And I really narrowed it down to a few articles, but there was one article that was very, very really hit home and really said it. I'll try to put it here in, if you need the link, get in touch with me. I'll give you the link for that. And that way you can see what I'm talking about. But boy, it really hit the nail on the head. But I wanted to share that with you, let you know where I'm at on my journey. There's a lot of great activity that's going on right now, and I look forward to the results so much. Just off on a side note, every day I try to do something that is uncomfortable to me. Doing this whole series has been uncomfortable for me to come out and really take down and take off all the masks that, you know, I can wear, that others can wear, to just expose myself and show you exactly what I've got happening and what I've got going on. So look forward to the next time that we're together. Have a fantastic day and a fantastic week. We'll talk to you soon.